All of my life, I have wanted to sleep alone in the woods at night. And there's one little thing coming between me and this dream. All of my life, I am scared of bears. All of my nightmares have always involved bears in the woods. But I didn't want to give up on this dream, this primal dream of sleeping in the forest at night. So I read a quote a few years ago, and it said, "The only way out is through." And that told me the only way to deal with this fear of bears that was keeping me from this dream would be to face a bear. Now, there's a trail in northern New Jersey that is infamous among hikers for bear sightings. I went to the trail, parked my car at the trailhead, and started to hike. I come across some hikers that were coming from the other direction, and they said to me, "There's bear cubs ahead." And I knew what they were saying. They were saying, "Turn around now, run, you know, save yourself." But I said, "This is great, bear cubs. You know, they're little guys, and they're cute. It would be a great way to get to know bears, you know, without the fear of this thing." So I walk on. And when you're afraid of bears, everything looks like bears. Tree stumps, boulders, rocks. Everything looks like a bear. And I came around a bend, and there were the real things. There were three little bear cubs. Man, they were cute. They were beautiful. And I'm thinking, I can do this. I can meet these bears. I can stare them down. But I forgot one thing. Where you have bear cubs, you're probably going to have a mother bear. And if there's one thing I knew about bears, it's that you don't want to meet a mother bear with bear cubs. They're the ones that are on edge and really protective, and they're the ones that are going to get you. So, I don't know what I'm going to do, because there's the mother bear cub ahead. I don't know what I'm going to do. I freeze. And at that moment, behind me comes another hiker. I later learned he was a yoga master from India. And I say, "Stop, bears, bears." And he says, "It's okay. If we walk with peace in our hearts, she won't hurt us." And I said, "Really?" He said, "Yes." And we walked on. We walked toward the bears. And when we got right aside, as close as we would be on that trail to the mother bear, we both stopped for some reason. And I looked over, and she was looking at me in the eyes. That's the other thing I remember from the books about bears. You don't want ones looking you in the eye. That's a real aggressive sign. And here we are. And the bear started to forage again. She went back to eating. She was standing down, and she had sensed that we meant no harm. And so we walked on. We walked forward, and we got way past the bears, and I turned around. I grabbed this yogi, this mysterious bear whisperer from India, and I said, "How do you know bears like this? How did you know what to do?" And he said, "I've never seen a bear in my life." That was amazing. And to this day, I think back and wonder why I trusted him. And I just kind of think, you know, you have to believe in things, however little they are. You have to believe in something. You have to have some faith in order to walk on in this world.